1270. The Buzz. The Buzz.
1270 welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
And good afternoon to you. Very nice to have you along for this Saturday. And very nice to have JP Attitude, JP Travis, my co-host. Hey, JP.
Hey.
Hey, I got to get over here where I can see you. Wow, you're behind all the
stuff. I know, it's hard to see me through all the microphones.
So, glad to have you here.
Thank you.
We also have JP's Common Sense coming up a little bit later this hour. It's uncensored JP, so be listening for that. Interesting. Yeah. I'm liking doing that.
If I had known it was uncensored, I would have gotten a little
I made a mistake there, right? And also joining us today, Tim Fasano. He is running for Nevada Congressional District 2 on the Independent Party, and we'll talk with him.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting him.
You got some questions for him?
Yes, I do.
He doesn't know what he's getting into, does he?
No, I think I'm going to like him.
Yes, you are. And also comedian Ron Schock from Reno Tahoe Comedy at the Pioneer Underground. We'll have some laughs with him. And Dr. Finnick is new to our area. Finoff. Dr. Finnick's my doctor. Dr. Finoff is very new to our area. He's an expert from the Mayo Clinic, and he's practicing right here in the Reno Tahoe area, the medical director of sports medicine and rehab. He's at Barton Hospital. So we're going to find out all about him in our Better Living section, brought to you by Dr. Annette Childs for mental better living. Get a hold of her. Ah, what else do we have? Oh, David Hayes. I went to the show last night at Harrah's.
Did you?
Oh, my goodness gracious. They're doing a tribute to Sammy Davis Jr. And this David Hayes is the most incredible lookalike, first of all, that I've ever seen. Probably when he comes in today, he won't look like him. But on that stage, he looks like Sammy Davis Jr.
And
I
he
mean,
can
the
sing?
Eyes. Can he sing?
He's not lip syncing, right?
Look, I'm getting goosebumps again.
Just
there
thinking
were moments,
about it, huh?
I swear, there were moments where I was kind of creeped out. So much like Sammy Davis Jr.
Really?
Yes, and it's so perfect in there in the Sammy showroom. So we're going to talk to him. You're going to love him. I wish you could have joined us last night. You'd have the same opinion. Oh, unbelievable. So he's going to join us, and then just whatever else we decide to get into.
Okay.
I know you've got your list from exciting things going on this week. I see it right here.
Well, the stock market was sure exciting,
wasn't
it? Oh,
my gosh. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Oh.
I mean, if
what
you
a roller coaster ride.
If you and I actually owned some stocks, we'd probably have some gray hair.
We'd be freaking out. We'd probably be dead already.
Up 500,
we'd
down 400.
We'd be looking for jobs. Wow. It's been just crazy.
It's been crazy.
It
yeah.
has. And, you know, Steve Ossie, he's enjoying his grandkids this week, so he's not going to be with us. But I do have some things here on the stock market and some financial numbers there. But, boy, he would tell us the same thing. And I'll tell you, Steve Ossie, I have a friend who has Steve Ossie as his broker, and he got him out
right.
of some of that stuff a month and a half ago, and he avoided all of that.
Good job,
I mean, I'm
Steve.
Just saying this. Good job, Steve. Boy, you're our best friend today. It was incredible. I mean, and what's going to happen? Who knows?
S&P, of course, expanded their downgrades. They said, well, if the U.S. government in general is not a AAA, then neither is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and some of these other governmental agencies, so...
Let's take a little bit of pressure off us. I mean, the stock market's gone down, but it's crazy. Well, we might as well talk about this then. The last week, of course, Obama, the administration reportedly increased the national debt inflation adjustment, whatever you want to call it, more in 4 days than the administration of President Harry Truman. Dwight D. Eisenhower increased it from 1950 to 1960. That is in 4 days.
Yeah.
Increased it more than an entire decade. So I thought maybe we'd just crunch some of the numbers while we're talking kind of this financial stuff. Now, at the start of the business...
Let's depress everybody.
Just get it over with. Let's get it over with and move on. But the people want to be informed.
Yeah.
They want to know, you know, whether it's depressing or not. You know,
here
we'll bring them up
the
a little
truth.
Bit later. Yeah. At the start of business on Tuesday the 2nd, according to the Daily Treasury Statement, the national debt subject to the legal limit was 14.293975 trillion. Obama signed legislation that day lifting the limit by as much as $2.4 trillion, with an initial and immediate increase in the limit of $400 billion. Now, by the close of business on Friday the 5th, according to, again, the Daily Treasury Statement, the national debt subject to the limit had grown to 14.536130 trillion. in just a matter of, 4 days. Over 4 days, the debt jumped $242.155 billion. By contrast, according to the Bureau of the Public Public Debt, over the 10-year period from the end of the fiscal 1950 to the end of the fiscal 1960, 10 years, the national debt grew from approximately $257.36 billion to approximately $286.33 billion. That's like a little bit of money. I mean, that's not much. An increase approximately $28.97 billion is what it comes out to.
Do you visualize Monopoly money when you start saying these names?
I have
trillions
to.
Trillions and billions?
I have to.
It's just ridiculous.
I can't even imagine it. Using the Bureau of Labor Statistics inflation calculator, $28.97 billion in 1960 dollars equaled $220.92 billion in 2011 dollars. Thus, the two... Are you getting all this?
No. I'm doing a little math in my head.
I lost myself, too. It's just unbelievable. What it all boils down to, in 4 days, he increased it by billions of dollars when it... In 10 years, Truman and Eisenhower, their administrations... didn't even increase it by $86 million.
Borrowed an additional 200 and some billion. And if you do the math, there's 300 million of us. So almost $1,000 more in debt for each one of us in America last week.
Wow, what a mathematician you are.
Well, I mean,
that's
true. It's not 1,000 because there's 200 billion and there's 300 million of us.
Don't you think
so? It's less than that. But
it's just absolutely
It's ridiculous
crazy.
How fast each of us is acquiring debt. Well, thanks to our government.
That's right. I know it.
Okay.
That's exciting.
That was lively.
Now, how are we going to get out of it? Well, I do believe there's always a positive lining. I mean, that's just me. Call me Pollyanna. I don't care.
Okay, so how do we get out of it?
Well, we're going to, and thank God it isn't my major problem.
Because we're too old, right?
Let's say my challenge is to make sure I start picking the right people to run our
that's
government.
That's right.
And that should be everybody's
that's
major
it right there.
Option right now, is for all of us to get more informed about the candidates, get more informed about their intentions, and change this around. I mean, it's going to take time. It is. But before we know it, because, I mean, like a week goes by like that, think of a year, 10 years, and 15 years, we could be out of this mess and back to what America was built on and making our own products and supporting our own people. I'll tell you something kind of bugged me this week was I saw Vice President's wife, Biden, over in Somalia.
Right.
I don't begrudge them a thing. I feel horrible for them. And there are a lot of national institutions and organizations to help them. I feel bad for them. I don't want to see them die. I don't want to see all the disease they're having over there. But you know what, Mrs. Biden? You can go right downtown here in Reno and find children that are dying from diarrhea and dying from not having food. You can go right next door in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of them. And I'm really encouraging people to stop and email me if you want. Stop sending money, I'm sorry, to other countries. Right now, we need to focus on our country.
This is a recurring theme with you. I've noticed that.
Well, why not?
The building, rebuilding mosques in foreign countries, that drives you crazy.
We've got churches right here in the United States.
And I kind of agree with you. I think it might be good for the country to focus inward for a while.
I do too.
Let
Absolutely.
The churches and charitable organizations handle the charity in other nations. Let's just pull the troops back from Afghanistan and Iraq. We've done our duty. They did a great job. Let's pull them home. We can't convince people to drop their religion and form democracies. We did what we had to do. Let's bring them home and let's stop sending money to countries that hate us.
And we can do that. We're going to have to do it slowly. I mean, we can't just out because they're human beings. And we've made a commitment to other countries and we're involved in the world politics, let's say. I mean, we are and want to do that and want to help. But right now, they're laughing at us. What's going on in our financial structure? It's just crazy. We don't care. What we need to do is focus, like you said, Jim, inward. Focus on art. I couldn't believe when I saw her, Mrs. Biden, over there in Somalia, asking me to send a donation. She was. She got right up in the camera.
Did she yell at the TV?
We need... Oh. My sweetheart said, okay, Jay, don't get all worked up.
People are getting foreclosed on left and right here.
There are children here. She goes, oh, they all got diarrhea and they're hungry. Okay. You go right downtown in Reno. There's a kid down there right now that has diarrhea, can't go to school, living in a motel, doesn't have any food. What are we going to do about it? Send money to Somalia? Not me. So don't ask me anymore, Mrs. Biden.
There's probably a mosque she wants to rejuvenate.
I'm sure that's going to be next. When she takes care of world hunger, then what? She going to come back over here? No. I think we need to get something going there, and I'm glad you agree with me.
Well, primarily, I just think it's the job of the churches and the charities to handle foreign charity, not
foreign,
our federal
foreign.
Government.
Okay, yeah, like I said, there's lots of organizations that are worldwide,
right.
And they take donations.
And they
donations,
do a good job, too.
Yes, they take donations from the entire world. Anybody and everybody, they'll give it to them.
Right.
But if we're going to concentrate on our own right here in the United States, then Mrs. Biden, get your butt back over here, go to New York and raise some money and ask me on the telephone, on the TV, for a donation for someone here in Reno.
Maybe she just
someone
wanted
in
to,
New York.
Maybe she just wanted to put an ocean between her and Joe for a while.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that any, but you know, put a few states in between you and let's take care of. Okay, that is serious stuff. I like it. Okay, so I was looking here too. The British, the uprising over there in Britain.
Yeah, and like
incredible.
I said to you before the show, it's not just England. It's other countries, too. It's like worldwide rioting right
well,
now.
Well, it is, but this is like, you know, all of a sudden the British are coming again. We're going to take a quick break here because I want to come back and talk about it because they're writing stuff over there in their magazines that kind of makes sense to me. So we'll get a little bit of a perspective on how we're feeling about what's going on in Britain when we come back. You're with Broadview. I'm Jay, and that's JP, and we'll be right back.
12.